I've always said he was a blue nose, and some people use that as a as not a complimentary expression, and I don't mean it like that. I mean he was straight-laced. He was conservative. He took his religion seriously. His morals he took seriously. His honesty he took very seriously. He was a self-made man. He'd worked hard and achieved a degree of success before he died. At one time, he probably had 8 or 9 different lumber yards all over the Delta.
Yeah.
But in a political campaign at one time, a doctor in town who was taking the opposite side from my grandfather, I think it had to do with the Klan, or it had to do with the Law and Order League, I don't know, it had to do with something else. But this doctor gets up on the steps of the courthouse and made the statement that whippersnapper agent made every nickel he ever had robbing widows and orphans, or something like that. And he made this statement publicly. And they say that my grandfather went home and just walked the floor that night. He'd been insulted. And said before my grandmother was worried, she didn't know what was going on, and said he just walked and paced all the night.
He didn't sue.
No, he didn't sue. You didn't. There wasn't much of that going on. What he did was sit down and wrote a letter and to this doctor and told him that he felt like that his personal honor had been besmirched, and that he had, as far as he knew, had never made a dishonest nickel in his life, and he wasn't going to allow anyone to make that statement in public and get by with it. That the next time they met, that he was going to be armed, and he advised the doctor to do the same thing. And he got his gun and left the house and mailed a letter. And my grandmother got the oldest child, the oldest son, who had a little age on him by then, probably was in college or out of college. And they just went down and got a real close personal friend of my grandfather, who was a lawyer and a judge. And they went to the postmaster and explained to him that they had to get that letter out. And they did, which is illegal, but they still did. They went in the post office and got that letter out and stopped it. And it blew over. But he would have shot him. He really would. And this man, and they took the letter and went to the doctor and gave it to him and told him, so now you know what you've got to do.
Yeah.
Because this man is serious. He's not playing. And the doctor knew he was serious, and he got back up in a public meeting and apologized. And that got over with. But it would have been a shooting.
Yeah.
So that's...
Before that, they had the electric chair here, people were
hung. They were hung. I have seen the scaffolds. I have seen the fence around the area behind the courthouse. I was aware that it was there and that they had hangings there, but I've never seen one.
Yeah.
And nobody in my family would have gone to one anyway.
Right.
That's not the way they get that job.
Yeah. You want to get
out. I couldn't stay with that man.
Yeah.
They went over there and just got an education, just like I went to school.